football on Off the Ball.
I don't see why we should start to slip now just because the league is won. You know, there's still two games left. You have to respect the other two teams and show them why, I suppose, maybe why we've won the league.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily on Off the Ball. Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program. Proudly supported by Toyota.
Welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we look back at last night's European action as Shamrock Rovers lost against Sparta Prague, whilst Shelburne drew with Hacken. We look ahead to tonight's action in the first of the FAI Cup semi-finals as Cork City host St Patrick's Athletic. And there is a major injury blow for Liverpool. But first, to our live commentary game at Tallaght Stadium last night. And Shelburne were held to a scoreless draw by BK Hacken in their first ever Europa Conference League phase game. Harry Wood impressed for Shells, whilst Paddy Barrett held firm in the middle of the back three to keep the Swedes at bay. And after the game, Reds boss Joey O'Brien told Off the Ball's Stephen Doyle that he felt that his side adapted well to the difficult weather conditions.
Joey, you mentioned the conditions, the wind, the rain, made it a really hard game to play for the players on both sides. Did that change your approach kind of last minute when you were in the dressing room giving instructions to the players?
Listen, I think they knew it in the warm was going to be difficult, obviously. So at times you had to play the conditions, and I thought we'd done that quite well. But yeah, it was, the pitch got heavy, obviously, in here. The pitch was fantastic up here, but for both teams it got to be heavy. I suppose that was the swing of the first half and second half. Whoever had the better conditions really was probably the team that was shading and on top, you know.
Odebeko was clearly a target man. There was a good few balls going into him, some good passes. Were you happy with his performance in the end, with his project?
Yeah, listen, I thought they all stuck to it really well. You know, it's a tough night up there. I suppose, you know, giving up possession against a team like that, and here you have a structure. It's easier now, like, as fans and all that, you want lads tearing off after each other and stuff like that, but at times you have to take a chances, and if you jump out, and you've seen that, I think, a couple of times, maybe in the second half, we jumped a little bit too aggressively and came out of shape, and they were able to play around us, and I thought that's where they got their bit of joy. So you got to bide your time, and then when you have a chance to really come out and attack and jump off a press, you got to take that. And I thought that's why Kerr was so, probably our best player really on the night, really, because I felt he got that time and he was able to jump on them and really affect them and get us turnovers and then showed us quality on the ball.
Shamrock Rovers were well beaten by Sparta Prague 4-1 on Thursday night in the Czech capital. Danny Mandroyo came off the bench to score a consolation effort for the Hoops, who trailed 3-0 at half-time. Head coach Stephen Bradley told the Shamrock Rovers in-house media channel that he was disappointed by the manner in which his side gave the goals away.
I thought we were right in the game until we gave away really soft goals. Obviously, Sparta had the majority of the possession, and which we expected early on. But I don't remember them creating any opportunities until we gifted them two goals. Really sloppy from a set play, and you can't do that at this level. They're too good, and they punish it, and they punished us. So really disappointment with the type of goal we gave away and the timing of the goal.
Attention now turns to Sunday's FAI Cup semi-final against Kerry for Shamrock Rovers. Bradley will come up against his good friend Colin Healy in the opposite dugout, and he knows that Rovers will need to be on their game to avoid any potential cup upsets.
Of course they will. They'll come with all eyes on getting to the final, and so they should. So we got to make sure that we respect Kerry. Give them the respect they deserve. They're a good team. You don't come from three down and win a game not being a good team. You mentioned Colin. I know what Colin is as a coach. I know what he is as a person. He's a really, really good coach, and he'll have them set up in the correct manner. They'll come in a game plan to win the game. We got respect that. If we don't, it's a one-off. We'll get beat and we'll be out. It's that simple. Like you said, Kerry aren't coming up here to just be there for the day. They're coming to make sure they're in the final. So we got to make sure that we're ready for that. We've got a brilliant opportunity. We're at home. But we got to make sure that we're ready. And like I said, give Kerry all the respect that they deserve.
Kerry FC boss Colin Healy would prefer the attention go to his players and that they fully deserve to be in an FAI Cup semi-final.
It's not about me, it's about the players. It's about what the players do. It's, yeah. As I said, that they're the ones that go on the pitch. And it's all about the players. As I said, that you've seen it, you know, just the last game against Sligo. Listen, we made changes, but it's when the players go on the pitch, it's yes, we give them the instructions, but it's up to them at the end of the day. And it's all about the players. Listen, since I've come in, we've been up and down. Yeah, but it's I think they deserve to be in the semi-final. been ever so well, especially in the cup. They've been against Athlone, we never gave up. We got a late goal, probably 94 minutes. Against Cove, it was a very, very tough game, but we seen it out. And then against Sligo, 3-0, probably everybody thinking this is it. But they didn't put their heads down, they kept going, and probably going into extra time, we were probably thinking that we had a very good chance of winning it, because I thought our fitness levels were very, very good and the players never gave up. So I think they deserve to be where they're at the moment.
Kerry midfielder Ronan Tehan has been one of the eye-catching players in the First Division this season, and he has no fears ahead of the biggest game of his career against Shamrock Rovers on Sunday. And he comes from quite the sporting stock, as he explains here.
Family, I suppose my mom was an all-star with Kerry, GAA. My dad played basketball with Ireland. My sister plays basketball with Ireland. And I suppose my uncle, Morris Fitzgerald, was a pretty good GAA player as well.
Kerry have reached the last four with big wins and a never-say-die attitude. They won the first round against Athlone in extra time after scoring an injury-time equaliser before beating Cove Ramblers in the last 16. In the quarters, they trailed Sligo Rovers 3-0, only to mount a comeback in normal time before winning out in extra time. Kick-off in Tallaght Stadium on Sunday is at 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, this morning, Shamrock Rovers have confirmed that Victor Osavuna will move to Arsenal in January of 2027. The deal is understood to be worth in the region of €2 million. The 16-year-old has been with Shamrock Rovers since the age of six, and he made his first team debut earlier this year. Stephen Kenny will have his 1,000 club match in charge tonight when he takes his St Patrick's Athletic side to Turner's Cross to take on Cork City for a place in the FAI Cup final. Pats are hoping to return to the showpiece occasion for the first time since they won it under the stewardship of John Daly in 2023. And speaking to myself earlier in the week, Kenny says he could not have envisaged getting to 1,000 games when starting out with Longford Town.
Yeah, well, it's not something that I was really aware of up to recently, and I hadn't been taken off 800, 900, like it wasn't anything I was actually aware of. So it was it's interesting to think about it as a milestone. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't have envisaged it when I started. So it's poignant that FAI Cup semi-final, big game in Turner's Cross.
Yeah,
I've had so many battles over the years.
Exactly.
So looking forward to.
Can you remember what your thoughts were and what your maybe nerves were in game one?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I was manager of Longford Town. Used to be a League Cup at the start of the season. It was Dundalk I played against. Mm-hmm. And in Oriel Park, and it was Jim McLaughlin was in the opposite dugout.
Okay.
You know, so it was a huge experience for me. And one I'll always remember.
And on this week's LOI pod, Vinnie Perth paid tribute alongside Stephen Doyle and Gareth McGlynn.
Stephen Kenny, we cannot let this podcast pass without mentioning the fact that he will take charge of his 1,000th club game in League of Ireland football this weekend when he manages St. Pat's against Cork City. Like, in League of Ireland football, that kind of longevity is just absolutely incredible. And you guys know him well. And it's only right that we pay tribute to the man himself going into that game this weekend.
I've spent a huge part of my career under Stephen. He's had a huge influence, not just on me in terms of football. Obviously, he got me my League of Ireland career was a huge time with Longford Town, but also my coaching career, 7-8 seasons with him. I also worked with him as a match sort of analysis when he was up in Derry as well. So huge amount of time with him, was probably involved with a huge percentage of them games at some stage with him. Incredible human being. I mean, I often use the word that Brian Kerr is the godfather of Irish football. Well, Stephen is still in the middle of it to be known as a godfather of Irish football, but he's certainly one of the biggest statures the game has produced in the last 20, 30 years, and there's been some greats over them years. Whether you think of Damien Richardson, Pat Dolan, Paul, you think of Paul Doolan, Pat Fenlon, all greats in their own right. But Kenny has lasted the test of time, and he's gone beyond a lot of them people in terms of what he's done. So he's not my best mate at the moment, but he's still my big brother, and I always wish him well. I'd love to see him winning at least one more trophy before that time comes, but he's still a relatively young man. I think he will win more trophies. I can't wait for that day. I mightn't text him and say, well done, but he knows underneath it, I mean it. So he deserves huge credit for what he's done.
And remember, you can listen to the LOI pod each and every week for free in your OTB podcast feed or on YouTube. Centre half Joe Redmond lifted the trophy 2 years ago, and he knows how much it would mean to the fans to get back to the biggest day in Irish football.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what it does for the club and the buzz that it brings around everyone is unbelievable. So yeah, for me personally, on a personal note, it was one of my best days in football, so I definitely want to get back there and try to get another trophy. So as a group, it's the same. We've spoke about being down in Cork and playing in the semi-final down there before and trying to use that as much as we can to tap into how we prepared and how we dealt with moments down there. So look, that's something that we're going to embrace down there, but we know what's at stake, and yeah, it's a huge day for us if we can get there, but we're not looking any further than Cork.
Cork City could suffer relegation from the Premier Division alongside potentially getting through to an FA Cup final at the same time tonight. City are 11 points adrift at the foot of the table with only 4 games remaining. They last won the FA Cup back in 2017, and in 2016 they beat St Pat's at this stage on their way to winning the Cup under John Caulfield. They were last in a final in 2018, which was the 4th consecutive meeting between themselves and Dundalk. The Lilywhites ran out 2-1 winners that day, but they both won 2 finals against each other in that period. The Rebels have had a miserable season in 2025, and getting to a cup final for supporters who've had to go through a lot this year would mean a lot to the club, captain Fiacre Kelleher.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, and a little bit easier for everybody involved, you know, for fans and everybody. You know, they've been brilliant to us now, coming supporting us through thick and thin, and this will be just kind of, you know, just to give them something back and give ourselves a little bit of a pat on the back for, you know, yeah, for just doing well on a cup run, you know.
And with potential fan protests at the game, Kelleher says that he understands the fans' frustrations.
Yeah, look, I absolutely understand their frustration at the moment. We're not performing the way they want to, and yeah, the club isn't where it should be in terms of the league and things. So I understand their frustrations, but yeah, just from my point of view, all I can say is the work behind the scenes and all the work with Dermot and what he's investing and what he's doing for us is yeah, we can't ask for much more. So really, a lot of the faults are on our shoulders as a group of players at the moment, to be honest with you. That's my view on it. But yeah, look, they'll have a protest, I'd imagine, but look, our focus is on the game, and so long as they're in there to support us at the first whistle, that'll be the main thing.
You kind of feel that Dermot's really put his money where his mouth and giving you the best possible opportunities to go forward?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Like I just said there previously as well, you know, we stayed overnight on Thursday night before the Galway game. He gave us every chance of being, you know, prepared as well as we can, and that all costs money and things, and there was no issue on his part. And yeah, there's so many things that he's investing in, and even bringing myself and Rory back in the summer, and yeah, look, he's doing a lot of good things, and I think if we were performing on the pitch and probably weren't in that relegation spot at the moment, you know, there might not be this this aggro around the place, I suppose. But yeah, look, a lot of it falls on us as players, and Friday night is a chance for us all to kind of come together and make sure that we could have a lovely day out in De Aviva.
Kickoff at Turner's Cross is at 7:30. Tonight, both games in the SSE or Tristy Men's Premier Division have fallen foul of the weather. The wind warning in place has led to the postponement of the clash between Derry City and Sligo Rovers, which was meant to be our live commentary game this evening. There's an artificial pitch at the Ryan McBride Brandywell, but the weather around the city has led to the game being pushed back until Sunday. Drogheda United's clash with Waterford at the RSC has also been pushed back to Sunday due to the adverse weather conditions. In the First Division tonight, Dundalk could be promoted straight back to the top tier. That's if the Lilywhites beat bottom side Athlone Town away from home or take a point, depending on second place Cove Ramblers results with Bray Wanderers at St. Coleman's Park. As we currently record, both of those games are still scheduled to take place. However, two games have already fallen foul of the weather. That's Treaty United's meeting with Longford Town in Limerick, and Wexford's game with UCD is also being called off. Football Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother, Big Sister programme, proudly supported by Toyota. Last night in the Europa League, some Nottingham Forest fans turned on Ange Postecoglou as their first European game at the City Ground since 1996 ended in defeat. A 3-2 loss to Midtjylland in the Europa League means he's without a win in six games since taking charge. He says the supporters are entitled to voice frustration, even if so early on in his tenure.
The fans are disappointed. They're allowed to, they're entitled to have an opinion on it. I heard their opinion.
Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers says he needs to find the solution to their lack of firepower. Last night's 2-0 defeat at home to Braga in the Europa League, the fifth time in all competitions this season the Parkhead side have failed to score.
Whatever it is, I need to find the solution to it. Because like I said, there's been too many games now where we haven't scored from a team that was, you know, last year we scored the most goals in the last 54 years of the club's history.
Elsewhere in Europe last night, Evan Ferguson drew another blank as he played 78 minutes in Roma's 1-0 defeat to Lille in the Europa League. Aston Villa were 2-0 winners away to Feyenoord thanks to goals from Emi Buendia and John McGinn. Robbie Keane's Ferencváros were 1-0 winners away to Genk, and Rangers were beaten 2-1 by Sturm Graz in Austria. Crystal Palace were 2-0 winners over Dinamo Kyiv away from home, and Andrew Mbabamadele played all 90 minutes for Strasbourg as they won 2-1 away to Slovan Bratislava in the UEFA Europa Conference League. Liverpool boss Arne Slot says he'll be surprised if Alisson will be fit for the first game back after the international break. The Brazil goalkeeper was forced off in Tuesday's Champions League defeat to Galatasaray with a hamstring injury. Slot says Georgi Mamardashvili has shown he can step in after making his debut last month.
We've seen against the Southampton how well he's adjusted. We knew that we were bringing in a very good goalkeeper, but when he plays his first game, that's always the best way of seeing that he's adjusted well or not. And I think we've seen in that game that he's adjusted really well.
Tonight in the Premier League, Bournemouth can go second if they beat Fulham at the Vitality Stadium. Their only defeat in six matches came at Anfield against Liverpool on the opening weekend of action. But manager Andoni Iraola says it's too early in the season to talk about league positions.
I'm not even sure where we are. For me, it's about being competitive. I'm happy because we are being competitive. Some games I think we are playing better, the others not as good, but I think we are being competitive and I want to keep this level, no, at least all the season if we can.
Fulham are looking to bounce back from another controversial defeat as they take on high flyers Bournemouth tonight. Marco Silva's team felt they were on the wrong end of a VAR decision or two in a defeat to Aston Villa last week. Those incidents came on the back of Josh King's goal being ruled out at Chelsea, again by the video assistant referee. Silva says his players are right to be disappointed, but they have to put it behind them.
They have been against us most of the games, to not say almost all the games. What we believe always, and is my belief, if not I will not be here, that in the end of the season everything is going to be balanced.
Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. And finally, Jude Bellingham is a surprise omission from England's squad for this month's friendly against Wales and World Cup qualifier in Latvia. Phil Foden and Jack Grealish have also been left out by manager Thomas Tuchel. Bukayo Saka and John Stones are recalled after recovering from injury. That is about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson, and we'll be back with more next week.
Football Daily on Off the Ball. Brought to you by the Big Brother, Big Sister program. Proudly supported by Toyota.